Here's this hour's news from the Arkansas Now newsroom. A silver alert has been issued for a missing White County man. 83-year-old Ralph Dawson was last seen on the 600 block of Maple Street in Kensett when he left on foot. He's been missing since last Thursday morning. Dawson weighs around 170 pounds, is 5'10", and has gray hair. He was last seen wearing blue jeans and a camo jacket. If you have any information, call 501-742-5454. And UAMS is creating a naloxone trading program to educate people on how to prevent opioid overdose deaths. This is thanks to a $1 million grant from the U.S. Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. The funding will be used to train 125 people over the next 5 years. And the American Red Cross will hold a blood drive this Friday, September 22nd, at the Blytheville Greyhound Bus Station. The drive is being held in recognition of National Sickle Cell Awareness Month. To register, visit redcrossblood.org. From the Arkansas Now newsroom, I'm Hannah Campbell.
Mark your calendar and pack up the family as we invite you to come on home to the 36th annual King Biscuit Blues Festival in Helena, Arkansas, October 4th through 7th. The blues runs deep in the Delta, and it's clear in this festival lineup. Kick it off October 4th with Warm Up Wednesday featuring the Bubba Sullivan Memorial Jam with Marsha Ball. Come on back Thursday, October 5th for food, fun, and live music starting at 11 a.m. and wrapping up with the headliner Ruthie Foster. Things really start hopping Friday, October 6th with several stages, street musicians, food vendors, and more with Friday night headliner Nick Moss. The King Biscuit wraps up Saturday, October 7th with legendary music that will keep you going all day with final headliner Grammy-nominated Tab Benoit and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. The Biscuit also features a Tour de Delta bike ride, Flower Power 5K run, a blues symposium, and more. Check out the entire lineup and order tickets online today at King Biscuit Festival. Festival.com.